This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root in the war room. Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. I am American-made, I'm proud of it. You can only fight a war like this, the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. And here we are. So a great article in the Wall Street Journal. Thought I'd open the show with it. This article admits the U.S. economy sailed through a trade war with barely a scratch. It's the first time liberals or the establishment, or in this case, the rhinos of the Wall Street Journal, who only care about big corporations, care nothing about the rest of us. It's the first time that there's a crack in the armor. It's the first time they've admitted Trump's done a great job. The American economy is flying and the trade war really didn't hurt us. And by the way, I don't want to skirt over. That doesn't mean there weren't people or occupations that were hurt, because I believe farmers have been hurt. Some farmers have been hurt, and that's not good. We don't like to hurt anybody. But we had to do this to show China you can't rip us off, because eventually she'd own the United States of America. China would own us, lock, stock, and barrel. So Trump had to make an example and set an example, and he did. And China is basically on her knees begging for mercy. And I believe we're going to win this trade war big time. We've only won the very first blow, the very first phase. But there's many more to come. And Trump is not going to let his foot off the pedal. Pedal to the metal, balls to the walls. Trump will win this thing. But there has not been a bad blip in the economy because of the trade war. Because Trump is such a smart guy when it comes to economics and making money and creating jobs. All those tax cuts, all those corporate tax cuts, and all of those regulation slashes. And, of course, the new attitude in general, because I think a lot of it's just attitude. None of us wanted to work for Obama, and it never had anything to do with racism or the color of his skin. That's so ludicrous. Give me a white liberal like Bernie Sanders as president, and believe me, I won't want to work for him either. Give me a black conservative as president. Herman Cain. I love Herman Cain. Every time Herman sees me, Wayne, Herman, high five, hug. Love the guy. He's the greatest. Herman loves me. I love Herman. Why? Because we think alike. I don't see black. I hope he doesn't see white. We see Republicans. That's all we see. Capitalists. People who want everybody. We don't want to give a hand out. We want to give a hand up. It had nothing to do with being black. It had nothing to do with racism. It had to do with the fact that Obama was just bad for business, bad for the economy, bad for the psychology and morale of business people. Anyone who works for a living and pays taxes doesn't want to work for someone who hates us and doesn't appreciate us. And Trump loves us and appreciates us and wants us to keep a little bit more of our own money, doesn't want our life to be so difficult, doesn't want us to spend so much money in legal fees to go up against all the regulations and all the bureaucrats. And so we feel good towards Trump. And so, of course, we work harder and we risk our money more and the economy goes and grows. So there was no blip in the economy. It sailed through the trade war. And even the Wall Street Journal has been so against, never always lukewarm to Trump, never great. They liked him more than Hillary, but still lukewarm to Trump and always against the trade war because they're always doing the bidding of the biggest corporations in America. That's their masters at the Wall Street Journal, the billionaires. And the billionaires have never liked the trade war because it might hurt them and their business a little bit for a short period of time. They're such pigs. They don't want to lose 5 cents, even if it helps America in the long run. And so the Wall Street Journal's finally admitted there was no problem with the economy because of the trade war. Another big story I want to talk about tonight, right at the top of the news, and that is the news. Because the news media hates Trump so much 3/4 of everything they talk about is impeachment. 3/4 of everything they've talked about since September about Trump regards impeachment. And 93% of everything they talk about Trump is negative. So he's faced the most negative onslaught in the history of politics, in the history of news, in the history of media, in the history of fake news. And he's still at 48% approval rating with Rasmussen, which is still higher than Obama was, even though the news media was 90% positive to Obama. 90% positive to Obama. In the first 100 days since House Democrats began their impeachment push, ABC, CBS, and NBC aggressively aided Democrats' effort. A Media Research Center analysis finds the big three evening newscasts battered the president with 93% negative coverage and promoted impeachment at the expense of all other Trump news. At the same time, the broadcast networks donated at least 124 hours, not minutes, hours of wall-to-wall gavel-to-gavel coverage as they preempted regular programming in favor of House Democrat-led impeachment activities. Now, the good thing is, the more they talk about Trump, and even the more negative they are about Trump, they're not saying anything about the Democrats running against Trump, so they are completely invisible and anonymous. So during the impeachment, the networks kept up the relentless negativity against President Trump, the same amount as they were negative during the 2016 campaign. There were 1,053 evaluation comments about the president from September to January. 93% were negative. And at the same time, the impeachment took over the entire evening news. It was 74.3%, over three-quarters of the time, or about three-quarters of the time. Anytime they talked about Trump, it was about impeachment. And they left no time for any other topics. So during that 100-day period, there was almost no coverage of the president's handling of North Korea or of immigration, two major topics leading into that. The administration's trade talks with China were given 6 minutes of coverage during those 100 days on the three national evening newscasts. The successful effort to pass the USMCA, United States-Mexico Agreement, through the House received a scant 66 seconds of airtime. Total coverage of the administration's economic program, which we all know is succeeding with flying colors. God bless Trump. God bless capitalism. America's doing great. The American economy's doing great. 9 minutes, 1% of the airtime, was spent on the economy. It's just unbelievable. NBC provided 44 hours, 32 minutes of live coverage outside of their regular news shows, including a whopping 10 hours on the day of the House vote. ABC and CBS were not far behind, offering 40 and 39 hours of coverage of an impeachment that no one believes in, no one cares about. And so what's really weird is, on November 12th, the day before the hearings began, I talked about this on this show again and again, according to Real Clear Politics, average of all the polls, slightly more people were for impeachment and removing Trump from office, 49% to 47%. Now, I never believed that. I only believe in Rasmussen because he does likely voters, and the rest of them poll anyone who answered the phone with a pulse, who could be a 12-year-old kid who hates Trump, who's never voted and never will vote. But it was overall, in all these polls at Real Clear Politics, 49 to 47% against Trump. And by December, the day after the House voted to impeach, the figures had reversed, 48% opposed to removal, 47% in favor. So Democrats achieved absolutely nothing, except they hurt themselves more than Trump. But they didn't do anything for any of the other people running for president of the United States. While they spent 1,143 minutes covering President Trump, the top Democrat, Joe Biden, received only 107 minutes, over 11-1 Trump in favor of Biden. So it's really quite amazing. And most of that time was spent talking about Biden's problems in the Ukraine. But the actual Biden campaign received 29 minutes, 1/40th of the time they talked about Trump. Although every word they talked about Trump was negative, they still were talking about Trump. See, only anybody cares about Trump. I can open the show and go, Trump. I sound like one of those cats, you know, meow, 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 meow. Trump. That's all the media does. They talk Trump all day long, negative Trump, but they don't even mention the Democrat candidates. So the Democratic candidates were starved for TV attention. Donald Trump, 1,143 minutes. Joe Biden, 107 minutes. Michael Bloomberg, 30 minutes. Elizabeth Warren, 24 minutes. Bernie Sanders, 24 minutes. Mayor Pete, 8 minutes. And Amy Klobuchar, 5 minutes. Boy, they were nice to Amy. I don't know why you'd give Amy Klobuchar 5 minutes. I wouldn't give her the time of day. She's not a real candidate. She's another zero in the polls woman. So Democrats were completely invisible. That's what the media did. They shot themselves in the foot. They destroyed themselves because they spent so much time talking about Trump that nobody knows the rest of them. And that's why, see, we have about like a minute left, Chris, minute, 90 seconds. All right. That's why, guess what happened today? Cory Booker dropped out of the presidential race. Can I have a hand for Cory? I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. You know, that guy's relentless. I've never seen a man at zero that nobody likes who just keeps going and going and going. And he finally quit. I could have told you, Cory Booker, months ago, no one gives a damn about you. Nothing you say is important. Nobody likes you. Nobody knows you. You're a nobody. You're a nothing. And Donald Trump, see, I love his tweets. I'm a New Yorker, okay? I'm a wise you-know-what, too. Trump greeted the news of Booker dropping out with a tweet that said, "I will rest easy tonight knowing Cory Booker drops out of the race." Cory's at zero. He's never beat Trump. Get it? I'll rest easy. Oh, my God. I can finally rest. Cory's out of the race. That's my Trump. Good man. Smart man. Make fun of these idiots. They're fools, every single one of them. Not one of them has any idea to run the American economy. But you know who's probably going to be the nominee? Bernie Sanders. When we get back, I'll tell you about that. We're going to have a field day with Bernie! Bernie! Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need. need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, great honor to announce that the show leading into mine here on Newsmax TV, starting tomorrow, will be the Great Kelly Show. Great Kelly, of course, famous for being a United States Marine officer, famous for being the son of Ray Kelly, the New York City Police Commissioner, famous for being the star of Fox and Friends on Fox News, and famous for being the White House correspondent for Fox News. And he has joined Newsmax TV, and his new show debuts tomorrow. Gray Kelly, now the lead-in for Wayne Allen Root. That's a hell of a 1-2 punch. I'm assuming, I haven't looked up his whole life, but I'm assuming he must be a New Yorker. He must be aggressive, in-your-face, punch-you-in-the-nose New Yorker like Wayne Root and like Donald Trump. And like a Rudy Giuliani, right? Like a Bill O'Reilly, right? Those kind of guys. So now we're going to have Wayne Root and Gray Kelly back-to-back on Fox News, giving you some New York sensibility. It's a great honor having him as the lead-in for my show, War. So great job, Fox News. Fox News. Great job, Fox News, for letting go of Gray Kelly, because we got him now. Great job, Newsmax TV, for getting Gray Kelly. That was a great get. And great to have you with us, Greg. And as far as Joe Pags, great guy. What a huge coverage in his national radio show. I think he's in like 150 markets all over the United States. Today was his last day on Fox News. We wish him well, and I will always be your friend, Joe. You're a good guy, and wish you a great career and continued success in radio. You're doing fantastic. So it's actually a win-win for everybody involved. Newsmax, Wayne Root, Joe Pags, Greg Kelly. Everybody wins. Great stuff. All right, so Kelly Root back-to-back. I like it. President Trump's re-election campaign has now knighted the front-runner. And I don't know if they're being serious or they're teasing the Democrats, but remember, I say on the show all the time, Trump and I think exactly alike.
And it's no coincidence Trump told Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax and CEO of Newsmax, that he watches my show all the time and he loves Wayne. Well, we think exactly alike as ex-New Yorkers. And by the way, Trump now a Florida resident, no longer a New Yorker. Wayne Root, no longer a New Yorker, now a Nevada resident. Guess what they have in common? Zero state income tax. Zero. In Nevada, in Florida, and in Texas, zero state income tax. That's why everybody's moving to Nevada and Florida and Texas. And that's why Trump and Root did it, too. So we do think alike. And what I've been saying for a while now is that Bernie Sanders might really win the nomination. And so Trump's people announced today they believe the front runner is now clearly Bernie Sanders, no longer Joe Biden. And I got to tell you, I think they're right. I think Bernie may really win the nomination. And I stand for the flag and I kneel when I pray to God, right? I kneel for the cross, I stand for the flag, as they say, conservatives say. I would never kneel for the flag. But when I'm kneeling for the cross and saying my prayers, I got to tell you, one of my top prayers is, look, I want my family to be healthy. I want me to be healthy. I want to be successful in life. I want peace in the world. I really do. I'd like there to be peace, but I know you can only have peace through strength. So I know you can never back down. And Trump just proved against Iran. You never have to back down. You should stand up to him. But I also pray that Bernie Sanders is the Democrats' nominee. Please, God, please, God, please, God. May Bernie Sanders be the Democrat nominee. Because Democrats are so dumb, they don't even realize that he is so dysfunctional. He is such a loser. He is such a... He's not a liberal. He's a socialist, Marxist, communist. As extreme and radical as you're ever going to find in the history of America. Who was that other guy? Was it Davis? Who was like a communist candidate for the president of the United States back in the, you know, back 100 years ago? George McGovern was another one who was extreme and radical and out of touch with Americans. America's a center-right nation. The latest Gallup poll I announced on Friday, I think it was like 37% of Americans consider themselves conservative and only 24% liberal. And the rest are moderate, in between. So we are a landslide over liberals. So you can't nominate that guy who's in that kind of a minority. But I hope you do, because good luck to you if you do. And Donald Trump thinks the same way as me. Let's start taunting them about it. There's no mistaking, says a top Trump campaign official. Bernie Sanders has to be considered the front runner. And the latest poll from Des Moines is hilarious. And I've said this before. It's not like it's new news. If you tune into my show, you know I've said before that Biden was in fourth place in Iowa. And sure enough, the latest poll from the Des Moines Register has Sanders in the lead with 20%, Elizabeth Warren in second with 17, Mayor Pete in third at 16, Joe Biden at 15 in fourth place. And the official for the Trump campaign said, Biden has shown himself to be an apologist for the Iranian regime. Some of his first instinct is to appease states that support terrorism. And by the way, you're being too nice. He doesn't appease states that support terrorism. Iran doesn't support terrorism. Iran is terrorism. Iran is terrorists. The mullahs of Iran are terrorists. Soleimani, the general we killed, is a terrorist. Was a terrorist. He was a terrorist. Now he's in pieces. Smoldering pieces. That's what should happen to terrorists. And so, if Bernie Sanders is the nominee, McGovern landslide for Trump. Go ahead. Give us Bernie.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's glad House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ended a one-woman blockade on moving articles of impeachment to the Senate. The Kentucky Republican opened the Senate on Monday by saying,
"Well, I'm glad the Speaker finally realized she never had any leverage in the first place to dictate Senate procedure to senators and is giving in to bipartisan pressure to move forward."
Attorney General Bill Barr says the murders that took place at a Pensacola Naval Air Station in Florida in December were an act of terrorism.
"This was an act of terrorism. The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology."
The attorney general continues,
"After al-Shamrani entered the building and cased the facility, he proceeded to walk around, shooting down his unarmed victims in cold blood."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. My best Bernie Sanders impression. I love this country, even if I have to destroy it, and I will. I mean, he's crazy. He's a madman. Can you imagine anybody supporting him? And yet Danny DeVito came out today and endorsed Bernie Sanders for president of the United States and said he's the man to beat Trump, and he's the man to save America, and he's the man to save the middle class. Yeah, Bernie Sanders is going to save the middle class. Can I ask a question? Did Fidel Castro save the middle class of Cuba? Did Hugo Chavez save the middle class of Venezuela? How can you look at something and be that blind? When has socialism ever saved the middle class as opposed to destroyed them and tortured them and murdered them and starved them? That's all it's ever done. Yet Bernie Sanders, you know, I will love you to death. I love America. But you're going to kill us. It's like the man, I love you, while he's beating his wife to death. Really? Is that a good thing? If a man says, I love you each time he hits his wife, is that a good thing? No. Bernie Sanders loves us while he's pummeling us with communism, socialism, Marxism, globalism, insanity. These people are nuts. And how about Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe? We think he's got a good story against Bernie Sanders coming out, good video, undercover coming out against Bernie Sanders. I can't use the word on national TV, but I could say the word that begins with F, right? So there's a Democrat operative, and the hint he's giving James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, who's a big conservative, and who goes undercover against all the Democrats and all the liberals, and he's giving a tease that he's going to have a undercover video of a Democrat operative who works for a presidential candidate, and the hint appears that it's Bernie Sanders people. And they ask him what will happen if Trump wins re-election. And this guy, using the F word, says the freaking, I'm saying freaking, he doesn't say freaking, he uses the curse word, but the effing cities will burn if Trump gets re-elected. That's how Democrats really think about us, folks. That if Trump's reelected, everyone in the inner city is going to burn all their cities down. And by the way, I don't even think that's true anymore, because I think, yeah, I guess a majority of people in inner cities don't like Trump. They've been brainwashed by the Democrats. But not everybody anymore, you know? I mean, most polls now show Trump has decent support in the Democrat community. Much higher than you would have ever imagined. It always shows like 32, 33, 34, 36%, somewhere in that range Trump's got of black voters. That's pretty amazing. And it shows among Hispanic voters, Trump's getting close to like 45% with Hispanic voters. So I don't think it's that clear cut that inner cities would burn. But maybe they would burn. They'd burn with the people who don't like Trump, because those are the bad people. And that's exactly who the police would stop and frisk or try to protect, the good people from the bad people. So when cops go into black neighborhoods or Hispanic neighborhoods or people of color neighborhoods, minority inner city neighborhoods, and they do stop and frisk, liberals and the ACLU, they complain and they moan and they whine, oh my God, you're racist. No. 2% of people in a black community are criminals, and 98% are great people. And so we're trying to protect the great people from the 2%. And it's white cops. You call them racist? They're risking their life to protect the 98% of nice black people in nice inner cities, nice Hispanic people. They're putting their life on the line for them and try to help them and save them and let them walk safe streets. How is that racist? The whole thing is misguided. Trump has been the best president for blacks and Hispanics of any president in modern history. Unbelievable. This is another interesting story. Socialists complain that $50,000 free is not enough. So basically this story is about the fact that Democrats want everyone to be Santa Claus. And that Elizabeth Warren is giving away free college. You know, if you have somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000 of student loans, you'll get them washed away for free. But not everything, just $50,000. But if you happen to have more, you're still going to have to pay something. And Bernie Sanders is saying everybody gets all their student loan erased, 100% of it, even if it's like $300,000. So when they ask for comments, and this liberal website, all the Democrats and all the liberals, all the people who want everything free with their bare feet wearing Birkenstocks, who haven't showered in 8 months, the stinky liberals of the world, all these kids who just got out of college that have $200,000 debt, are freaking out that Elizabeth Warren's giving them only $50,000 free, and that's not good enough. They want all of it to be wiped away. And by the way, the average kid who graduates from a public university in the United States, you know, university, whereas Harvard is a private university. Stanford's private. Where I went, Columbia University, a private university. They charge much more. You're going to pay much more to go to Columbia or Harvard or Stanford than you are to go to a public university like UCLA. And so public university students graduate with about $27,000 in debt. So everything will be wiped away by the Democrats' proposals. They'll pay nothing. They went to college and they pay nothing. Meanwhile, someone who goes to a Harvard doesn't have $27,000 in debt. They have $270,000 in debt. So all the kids complaining, all these socialists complaining that $50,000 is not a high enough amount to wipe away. It's got to be $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000. They all have $200,000 or more in debt. You know what kind of kid has $200,000 or more in debt? A kid who went to an Ivy League school. And a kid who goes to an Ivy League school is what? Socialist, Marxist, communist, globalist, terrible people. So they represent evil, the evil that men do. Socialism kills almost 100 million people in the 20th century. In other words, in the 1900s, 100 million people were killed because of socialist despots and dictators. And so how can anyone be for socialism? Bernie Sanders for socialism. He's going to love America to death. I love you to death! Bernie Sanders, unbelievable. Who would vote for him? First of all, he's so old. He's so old he makes Methuselah look like a young man. With a sprint in his step. He's so old he just had a heart attack. You can't be president of the United States if you're an old man who just had a heart attack and you haven't even become president yet. It's the most stressful job in the world. In the history of the world. You can't elect that guy as your president, nor can you elect Joe Biden as your president, who appears, again, I always say appears, to have early onset dementia. He doesn't seem to know where he is. He doesn't have a grasp of where he is anymore. And when he's giving speeches, they're bad. And when he's debating with other Democrats, he's bad. He has nothing to say. He's really bad. He's not totally gone. I think there's an early onset of problems, dementia problems. But again, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not his doctor, so I have no right to diagnose him. I can just tell you what I believe. He's not all there anymore. His best years are behind him. Let me say it nicely. Best years of Joe Biden are behind him. Bernie Sanders is still sharp. Bernie Sanders is kind of amazing. Let me give him a compliment. Can't stand him. I think he'd destroy America. He's a communist. He's horrible. But let me say something nice about Bernie. Bernie Sanders had a heart attack. And everybody wrote him off, and he's made a full comeback. Not just a full recovery, a full political comeback to the point where he's out on the campaign trail just like he was before. No one ever thought that would happen again. But you still can't allow him to be president of the United States, the most stressful job in the world, because he just wouldn't make it. He's already been sick. He's already been off the campaign trail with a heart attack. You can't elect him president. They're going to try. But they're leading themselves, you know, be careful what you wish for. Liberals are leading themselves to a McGovern-like landslide. Here's Tom Steyer. He believes in the same things as Bernie Sanders. Tom Steyer says Americans must provide cheap housing for illegal immigrants. So, let me ask you this. How expensive is housing out there? Really expensive. If you're an American, if you're middle class, and you work for a living, after you pay your taxes, is there enough left to live the house and the life you want? No. Most people are settling. Most people are living in a house that's cheaper than they ordinarily could afford. They're trying to be frugal. They're trying to save a little money. They want to make sure they can pay their taxes. They want to make sure they have money for their children. So they're living below their means, reasonable people, right? In a house too small for them, too cheap for them, because they can't afford the expensive one. They'd have no money left. So is it fair that some people save and have to live below what they'd like to live like because it's so expensive? And yet you're going to give illegal aliens all the money they want to live in any house they want for free or dramatically reduced? Americans can't afford a down payment on the house they want. They have to go to their mommy and daddy, or young kids, and ask mommy and daddy to put the down payment down. Because who young can afford a down payment on a house in America today? Nobody. But an illegal immigrant, they're going to go to Uncle Sam. And their uncle is going to say, here's all the money you want. Is that fair to the people that work for a living, that are in the country legally, that were born in America? Or is that the most outrageous thing you've ever heard? We got to give them everything free. I want to read you what Tom Steyer has to say. I know you're going to say, who? Because he's at 0% in the polls. But he's another rich billionaire. Tom Steyer administration will provide a safe platform for immigrants, a safe platform, to share their culture and celebrate their heritage. What did Trump say about some of these other countries? They're crap holes. I'm saying that nicely. They're crap holes. And they ran from those crap holes to America. And now you want them to share their culture. What? The culture of a crap hole? And celebrate their heritage. What heritage? Coming from a country with no jobs? That's a heritage? Coming from a country with massive crime and gangbangers and MS-13 out to kill you and your family? And rape every girl? There's like a rape trail all the way up Mexico to America? Every girl that comes up and gets raped multiple times? You want to share that heritage to America? Oh my gosh. Basically what these people are saying is, you're an American, go to hell. Remember that headline? New York Post or New York Daily News, I can't remember which one, must have been the Post. And they, at the time, the President of the United States was Gerald Ford, and New York was about to go bankrupt, and Ford wouldn't give New York a bailout. And I think the headline was, New York, go to hell. Ford says, President says, New York, go to hell. Something like that was the headline. These people are saying that to every American, like you. All right, up next, Dr. Joe Williams with this great message. He is number one hair restoration specialist in the United States of America. In my opinion, the best in the world at what he does. People fly in from all over the world, and he makes them look young, and their hair look thick again, and you get a free vacation to Vegas. Stay tuned right now. Everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered. 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're at talk shows. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My Doctor Suggests, the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, so one of my esteemed fans sent me an email. I got to find it now. Where is it? Here is it. Warren says what Ford said to New York, and the headline was "Drop Dead" to New York City. Gerald Ford, the president of the United States at the time, subbing for Richard Nixon, said, "Drop dead to New York City. I won't bail you out." Or at least he didn't use those words, but the New York newspapers used those words that he had just said, "Drop dead." So that should be one of my next columns. Bernie Sanders to America, drop dead. I love that. That's what he's saying, to capitalism, to Judeo-Christian values, to anyone who's a taxpayer or works for a living, drop dead. My voters are freeloaders. My voters want everything free that's coming from you. Drop dead. Or my best Bernie imitation. Drop dead. Because I love America even if I got to ruin it. If I got to destroy it. That's Bernie. Unbelievable. Now, my buddy, another great buddy of mine, Richie, sent me a text moments ago. And he said, what a beautiful scene at the national championship football game between Clemson and who's Clemson playing? They're getting 6 points tonight from LSU. 5.5, 6 points from LSU. And President Trump and Melania walked out onto the field, and they got a standing wild ovation, and the crowd chanted, USA, USA, USA. Thank you, President Trump, for saving America. Richie is a great guy, my buddy Richie. Thank you for pointing that out to me. Good stuff. And I want to tell you what Trump has done for the world. So all of you who watch this show know that my background was I was one of the few white kids in basically an all-black school. And that has nothing to do with black-white. I want to make sure I make that clear. I don't bring it up because it's black-white. I bring it up because I was the minority. See, it doesn't matter who's in the majority. If it's an all-white school with one black kid or an all-black school with one white kid, whoever's in the minority is going to get his ass kicked. It's just the way life is. You know, somebody's the pin cushion and somebody's the pin. And I was the pin cushion. They were sticking it in me. They were trying to beat me up and steal my lunch money. Bullies of all colors do that. See, that's not to do with black. If you're the only one who's one thing, if you're the only Jew in an all Christian or Muslim school, you're in trouble. If you're the only Muslim in an all Christian school, you're in trouble. If anyone who's in the minority gets beat up and mistreated for the most part. And so I got beat up and I got intimidated and I got extorted. And I got robbed. And it was a pretty bad thing.
And I learned how you deal with bullies. I fought back eventually after being the pincushion for a long time. And I kicked some butt, I'll say it nicely, on national TV. And I beat some kids up who were bullies, who were terrible people, who had hurt many people in my school. And I gave them a whooping. And from that point on, nobody ever touched me again. That's what Trump did with Iran. That's exactly what Trump did. He punched a bully in the mouth. And the bully collapsed and crumbled like a little baby and started screaming, you know, screaming, "Oh, mommy, I want my mommy." That's what happens when you beat up a bully. Their facade of toughness crumbles. You ever go to prison? You want to meet murderers who are now getting raped and beat up on a daily basis in a prison? They're not so tough anymore, right? Their facade crumbles. Trump treated the Iranians like that by killing Soleimani, by targeting Soleimani and taking him out. He treated the Iranians just like a kid who's beating up bullies in school. And they immediately backed down and they crumbled. They fired a few missiles at us. They warned us in advance when they were coming and where they were going. But it's much more than that. No one could have predicted. Even Wayne Root, my predictions are like 99% right on this show. But even I couldn't have predicted that the Iranian people would rise up against their rulers, their despots, the Ayatollahs, the crazy terrorists of the rogue state Iran who kill people and torture people. But Trump taught the people, hey, you thought Soleimani was invincible. You'd never get out of this situation. Soleimani tortured, Soleimani raped, Soleimani murdered so many of your friends. All of a sudden, Soleimani's dead. He's not so tough anymore. Trump took him out. So the Iranian people came to the streets by the millions, and they weren't screaming against Trump. They were screaming against the Ayatollahs of Iran. And they brought out an American flag and an Israeli flag on the ground, like quilts of our flags on the ground, and they wouldn't step on them. They wouldn't step on an American flag or an Israeli flag, and they literally were screaming for the removal of the leaders of Iran because that plane shot out of the air and how they were lied to. And now journalists have quit Iranian state TV. Jalari Jabari apologized in an Instagram post. "It was very hard for me to believe that our people have been killed. Forgive me that I got to know this too late. Forgive me for the 13 years I told you lies." These were anchor men on Iranian TV, or anchor women. Zala Zatami quit Iranian TV and said, "Thank you for accepting me as an anchor until today. I will never go back to TV. Forgive me." Her fellow anchor, Saba Rod, said, "Thank you for your support all these years and my career. I announced after 21 years of working on TV and radio, I cannot continue my work in the media. I cannot." Trump has inspired a nation. Trump has inspired a revolution. Trump has given them a spine. And they're not shouting out against Trump. They're shouting out against their own leaders. And they're quitting jobs representing Iranian TV. It is fantastic. Thank you, President Trump. He beat up a bully, and the bully crumbled. All right, coming up next, I'll be back tomorrow, but right now it's My Doctor Suggests. Don't change the channel. Don't go surfing. Don't run over the national championship football game just yet. Give me a minute here. I want you to watch My Doctor Suggests, because it's cold and flu season. Everyone's got the flu this year, but not me, because I got My Doctor Suggests. Have a great night.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.